Good morning, it's 44 After on 90.5 FM WKAR. I'm Reginald Hardwick. The Great Lakes Folk Festival takes over the streets of downtown East Lansing today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I sat down with MSU Museum Director Dr. Mark Oslander to talk about what makes this event stand out. And by the way, the music you'll hear during this interview is from bands performing at the festival.
So it's really a modern idea, funny enough. It's a paradox that it's only in the modern world that we worry so much about tradition. And it really has to do, after World War II, with new forms of residential development, the fact that everybody had now access to fast food and big box stores and things like that. You could travel across the country and think for a while every place was the same. You just keep on getting deja vu. Every suburbs look the same. And with that, we start to see a rising in the 1960s and 70s, especially an enormous desire for something else in life, a desire to be reconnected to a place, to have a sense of a deep specialness. And that's really where folk festivals arise.
There's something that's a little different with the flavor of the Great Lakes Folk Festival that you wouldn't find, say, in L.A. or Miami or...
That's a great point. Of course, there are folk festivals all over the country. I've been very involved, as have a lot of my colleagues, with the National Folklife Festival on the National Mall. But there are some special things about the Great Lakes Folk Festival that have to do with our particular identity here in this part of the country. A long history that goes back to farming and immigrant communities, the maritime experience on the lakes itself, so some of the music reflects that, the particular melding of cultures, the story of the African-American Great Migration so profoundly transformed Michigan from World War I into World War II and beyond. All of that is really reflected in this fantastic, almost dizzying array of cultures and exchange. That does make our festival, I think, different and distinct from anyone, say, on the coasts.
They used to call it country and western. Could someone tell me where the western went?
We do live in a modern world with social media and cell phones and the way we interact and everything. Do you see more of a need for folk festivals now more than ever, or has it changed at all?
It's a fascinating question. Yes, we do have access, of course, through the marvels of the internet and mobile devices. But what we find is that there is a deep longing for liveness, for being really present. There is nothing when you're with a great artist, especially one who's, whether or not they're from Ireland or from Appalachia or from the Delta blues performer and so forth, to be in their presence. Partially because you can get a sense of improvisation. You can go up and ask them questions. You can throw out a request, and who knows what'll happen. You can kid around with them. And you can watch great artists, musical artists, just playing off of each other. Added to that, to all the great music and dance, is the different food experiences, the chance to try your hand at different kinds of experiences, including storytelling. So everywhere you look, there's going to be something amazing happening.
That was MSU Museum Director Mark Oslander talking about the Great Lakes Folk Festival, which runs Friday 6 to 10:30 p.m., Saturday noon to 10:30 p.m., and Sunday noon to 6 p.m. We have a link to all events and music on WKAR.org.